This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey, because your back-to-school era can come at any age, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newdirection today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newdirection.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 dear friends. It's Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. Welcome back. Welcome back to another podcast. Today, we're talking about, Module 4, the power of self-validation. How wonderful this will be like to know how to deal with our, over-reassurance, getting over-reassurance. So this is a part of the podcast module 4 from Beyond Reassurance, Building Confidence and Self-Resilience. So let's talk about self-validation. Now this is a practice where we recognize and where we actually affirm our own feelings and thoughts and experience without seeking like external approval. It is the opportunity to do that. It is an essential skill in life that we need to have this self-acceptance and therefore promoting internal confidence within ourselves. In this module, we guide through it with various techniques and practices that empower us to embrace who we truly are and how to cultivate a sense of worth, the worth within us. Now, once we understand the importance of self-validation in this world, right, that often emphasize external validation, all right, the emphasis is always on external validation. So it's crucial to recognize the power of self-affirmation to go against that, the shadows of life. The self-affirmation can help us, really change the way we look at things and the way we perceive things. So when we rely also on others for our validation, we become trapped in the cycle of dependency and insecurity. I'll repeat that. We become trapped in the cycle of dependency and insecurity. Now, by learning to validate ourselves individually by ourselves, we can then begin to break free from this cycle of thought and leading to the increased resilience and emotional well-being. So what kind of techniques can we use to help us with self-validation? Well, we can practice through various techniques that encourage awareness and acceptance of one's emotion. Cool. Like mindfulness is a really good one, and meditation is a powerful tool that can help us observe our thoughts. All right, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, without any judgment. It's a practice, and once we become not judgmental, we have more energy, to do other things, positive things with, or even think positively. Once we really incorporate the mindfulness in our daily routine as a practice, as a ritual, as a habit, we can then begin to cultivate this wonderful deeper understanding of ourselves. How powerful is that, to be able to understand yourself, know thyself, right? So once we begin the practice, right, mindfulness and meditation, we can find a nice quiet place to begin with. You just sit there comfortably and, you invite yourself to close your eyes. That's how we do it. And you take a few gentle big breaths, and usually we focus on breathing through the nose and watching and witnessing the exhaling, inhaling, and while your stomach expands. So inhale, same time, stomach expands. And that's called diaphragm breathing, which is really good for anxiety and stress. So yeah, deep breathing is good. So focus on the breath as it flows in and out of your body. We'll do a bit of a meditation at the end of this podcast. So beautiful. So we're going to have a good time with that. So we breathe as though, and then as though, you know, acknowledging the thoughts or thoughts that arise. That's what happens. And then we kind of acknowledge them without judgment. And I kept emphasizing without the judgment. And gently we return our focus to ourselves. So if we get a little bit out, overwhelmed with it, or we get a little bit distracted, we can always come back to the breath. Always come back. You see, what happens is as we breathe, we forget about the anxiety, right? I used to be, you know, a driving instructor. Now I just consult in that area. But I know a lot of people, they're like, when they're all, their fear drives them. And they started self-judging themselves and distracting themselves. It was unfamiliar territory. But one thing is so we had to kind of acknowledge that, you know, and once we lose the attention or distracted by something, we just come back to our breath, our haven, our safe space. Now, once this practice actually teaches you to observe your feelings and thoughts, you know, being able to just not judge them and just getting the sense of that, just accept them as they are without attaching to them, without enmeshing into them, enmeshment. Love that word. It's been my favorite word for the week. So, and then it's this what happens is creates a personal validation. We also can create this validation, personal validation statement. We must have that when we journal, when we do things like that. And the effect of this self-validation and crafting this personal validation statement, right? These are the affirmations that resonate with your experiences or what are you experiencing, feeling at this moment now. You know, you take some time, right, to reflect on what truly you value about yourself. You write down the statements that affirm your worth. Always affirm your worth, because it's so easy to slip down the, you know, slippery ladder on the snail's back and tail. So you kind of have to write. And continue, right, I am enough just as I am. Any thoughts that come in, I am enough just as I am. Or you can say, my feelings are valid and deserve recognition. My feelings are valid and deserve recognition. So these are two statements that can be repeated forever. And things will change the more you practice these. Now, also talked about guided meditation and self-affirmation. We can do that. We'll go into meditation shortly. You'll focus on affirming your worth and acknowledging your strengths. That's what you do. All right, acknowledge your strengths and affirm your worth. You are worthy. You are enough. Don't let anything in your mind tell you, whatever it is. As you go to different levels, you're going to meet a different devil, my favorite saying. But just tell it. Look it in the eyes of anxiety and just tell it that you are enough and you are worthy. So find that position. You will have to find a position shortly. Gently you will close your eyes and take a few breaths. You can visualize a warm golden light surrounding you, like filling you up with love and acceptance, and just keep repeating, like really just getting to that mind space of meditation, you know, and repeat your personal validation statement. Just be fine, practice that space, your mind, and then your mind, your body, and you will know that space as soon as you give yourself that instruction, you give yourself that intention. The word is intention to meditate and to on this personal validation statements in your mind, right? And then you allow these meanings to sink deep into your being. So once we replace reassurance seeking, right? Replace reassurance seeking, you'll begin to seek reassurance from replacing reassurance seeking. Often, individuals, like people, will seek reassurance from others to feel validated, right? So while it's a natural to want support, it's a natural thing, but excessive reassurance seeking can undermine your confidence. Now, this helps you identify the patterns, right, and replace them with practices that will help you, you know, or yourself, and they help you with creating the self-reliance. And again, it's all about the self-reliance and internal confidences, right? Not so much from the external. So building on internal confidences, that's really important because that's part of the course. To build internal confidences within ourselves, it's essential to recognize your achievements today, right? No matter how small, they're all valid. And you keep a journal where you record your accomplishments and positive experiences in your life. It's your life. It's your experiences. We're all here just to experience things. Let's experience more of the light, right? From love and light, rather than from the shadow. Shadow is going to be there always. We, you know, ego is there to protect us, also to muck us up. So, but it's experiencing the disturbance that really makes a difference. Because there is another topic coming up shortly, and it was wonderful. It's called the illusions of life, right? Which is coming up. Another podcast, another module, another course, and it was actually created by witnessing and observing one of my clients while I was helping him to create the self-confidence, and I noticed he had a tinge of borderline personality, right? A borderline of personality, which meant that his reality was skewed because he's experiencing a lot of stress, which normally happens, and anxiety. And so, you know, the appointment, he might have to go to an appointment. For example, he had a driving test, right, at 2 p.m. booked in. But because of this slight personality disorder or borderline personality disorder, he thought it was a 250, right? And we have many exercises like that with him that he confused things. So because of stress, the excitement, and overthinking and overdoing things, and that's what happened. So coming back to building the internal confidence, that's what we need, even if we do have that kind of thing as a level of, you know, slightly borderline personality kind of traits, but it's okay. To build internal confidences, it's essential to recognize our achievements, no matter how small, right? And then can journal these things up. Journal, it's really good to get the pen and paper going, where you record your accomplishments every day, right? And you can also do mentally, you can have a mental journal where you can tell yourself at the end of the, making a practice at the end of the day, saying gratitude and gratefulness. And this also can build your, what did you like about your day? What did you love about your day? Just before you go to bed and a slight meditation. Again, no matter how small, it is your win, it's your experience. And keep that journal and record all your accomplishments and positive experiences and moments of self-acceptance. That's important. And reflecting on those entries can really serve a reminder of your inherent worth of capabilities. Again, your inherent worth and capabilities. You are wonderful. You are worth it, right? You're incredible. I love the story that this is how incredible and unique you are. Yeah, you know that it takes a million sperms to form, right? To form a human being, right? And sometimes they become twins or triplets, but there's sometimes the original one, you, become to be the winner, because you were, it's, life is full of competition. Life is not easy. So when that sperm entered that space to procreate, right? And yeah, then become you. So just remember the how much you had to really go through to just become you, who you are today. And that's how unique you are. Yeah, I just love that story. So yeah, we can reflect on that. And, you know, self-reflection is also very critical, being very critical component of self-validation. So yeah, you need to get into self-reflection, because self-reflection is a critical component of self-validation. And take time each day to kind of reflect on your emotions and your wonderful experiences. Now, consider journaling your thoughts or meditating on your feelings, like I mentioned. Now, this practice will encourage you to understand yourself much better, right? Paving the way for greater self-acceptance and greater love, self-love. And so also you can attend like group workshops on self-validation. Participating in group workshops can be a valuable experience. Like this is a course, it's a mini workshop if you can call it, but you know, if you were to attend to a particular kind of workshop, you'd be given, you know, a workbook to an ebook to work with and write your answers, and you know, the questionnaires to answer and all this sort of stuff according, and to solidify this message and make it real. And so you can get immersed into this information and this awareness and this knowledge. Then once sharing your validation statements with others in a group, not only reinforces your like self-acceptance of yourself and wow, you start feeling that love, right? And also this creates this supportive environment. You're being supported. The environment actually does support you, whether you know it or not. It supports you into what you think also, whether good or bad or how you see it, you know, two shades of grays or you know, day and night, all this kind of thing, right? It does support you, whatever you think, what you sow, you will reap, right? The mind does that for us. How wonderful is that? So in these workshops, you can learn from others' experiences and gain new insights. It's good sharing and into the journeys towards self-validation. So, hey, we're on the same journey, right? Same journey. The same journey, the destination, right? We'll all get there. So we can look at also roles of compassion and self-validation. Compassion plays a significant role in self-validation, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. So when you encounter negative thoughts or feelings, respond with this compassion, right? Beautiful, beautiful compassion. And rather than like criticism, you know, shift the thinking into perspective, right? That'll be a nurturing and create this nurturing environment for self-acceptance, self-love. Let's go into overcoming negative self-talk. How do we do that? So, you know, negative self-talk is really is disastrous. You know, it can hinder your journey towards like self-validation. You can stop that area from self-validating, because then you'll need to be reassured. Don't want that. So recognizing the patterns negative talks and how you require to be, you know, validated by others and witnessed and I guess it's kind of a love kind of thing, but also recognize that reassurance, you know, getting reassured does that, right? Always wanting reassurance because of your self-talk, your self-negative talk, right? That doesn't allow you to self-validate yourself. So challenge these negative thoughts, right? By questioning their, how valid are they, right? And then replacing them with like a positive affirmation, right? A positive affirmation. This practice helps rewire those, your thoughts and patterns, you know, rewire the brain, the thinking towards a more supportive and validating mindset. Okay, so yeah, this kind of area, there's a lot of coaches teaching and practicing, and through meditation and through, you can lean into your coach's beliefs, lean into their beliefs, so you then too can believe that you are worthy. Okay, no more self-talk, and minimize that self-talk. Get to that point, recognize those patterns and get them out. Let's talk to setting boundaries here. Setting healthy boundaries is another vital aspect of self-validation. Yeah. So when you establish limits in your relationships, right? Sometimes you got to be brave enough. I don't need to be self, you know, I don't need to be, I don't need so much validation and step back and start to re-engage your self-reassurance, right? And now when you establish the limits in your relationships, like really know when to pull back and decide to communicate softly, gently of your needs and values, always communicate your values, okay? There's so many things going on, it's very confusing to even we even forget. I sometimes forget my values. I've got to keep my values written down and close to me. It's easy to forget because sometimes, yeah, I'm human. Yes, I do have self-talk sometimes, right? But not as much as I used to. So, I used to get bad on myself.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this was a one-way street to nowhere when you do that. So by practicing, reinforces the notion that your feelings and experience deserve respect and acknowledgement by anyone you come close to, and that you are enmeshed with. All right, that you family, you can get so enmeshed in that. Right, just be kind and gentle to them, and also more kind and gentle to yourself. So let's look. Embracing this thing called imperfection and perfectionism, right? Self-validation also involves like embracing imperfection, knowing that I'm perfect in the imperfection. I said that many of my other podcasts, and understand that everyone has flaws. Everyone, you look at them, they might look super cool, and it's all Photoshop, right? Living a Photoshop life, right? And everyone has flaws. When you look in, you know, behind the facade, and if they allow themselves to drop their mask, you'll see that nothing is perfect in this life. There's always something we need, we're searching for, or something doesn't feel right. Running patterns, right? And so everyone has flaws and they make mistakes. I make mistakes, everyone makes mistakes. And this is part of becoming human. It's part of the journey. And instead of striving on for perfection, right? Focus on growth and self-improvement. It's okay, take a step back. Take us two step backs. But as long as you go once another step forward, you know, and then celebrate the forward step. Just celebrate the flaws too. Heck, just celebrate the flaws too. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy that. It's a journey. Celebrate your progress. Recognize that each step you make is valuable. And then we have this cultivating gratitude part. Now, let's talk to that. Gratitude can enhance your self-validation practice and take time to, you know, each day to really express your gratefulness before you start the middle of your day and just before you sleep. Be grateful for this life. Energize on that. Bring yourself to a higher vibrational channel. All right, it's your channel. Dial into it by simply being grateful for your qualities and your experiences on this earth. And this practice shifts your like focus from what you lack of to what you really possess in this life. And then you kind of build a sense of fulfillment here and self-acceptance of your life, and you're fully energized. Yes, there will be a slippery dip down there sooner or later, but it's okay. You can come back up because you've got this wonderful thing called, you know, gratitude. And aid that with visualization, self-visualization. This is a really powerful technique for self-validation. Just imagine yourself like standing confidently, you know, in front of a mirror, right? Affirming your worth and celebrating your uniqueness. This mental imagery reinforces positive self-perception and encourages you to embody self-acceptance. Yeah, so the mirror work is very powerful. You can Google that stuff. It's amazing that, there is something that you are talking to the unconscious world, the unconscious part of you, all right? Penetrating through the mirror, right? And creating an effect on the subconscious level. That's what happens when you look and talk to yourself in a gentle, powerful, you know, accepting, loving way in front of the mirror. I love you. Say, look at the mirror. And say, I love you. Build it in. Just say that in front of the mirror. Affirm your worth and celebrate the uniqueness, the beauty, and what you're here for. This is a beautiful thing about this imagery, this thing you can do. And now let's go give power to community. Power of community, right? Connecting with community-like-minded individuals. Find your tribe. Go get that vibe, right? And find that like-minded people. They'll support you, they'll lift you, they'll need, you know, because you're out there in the external world, You want to get deeper into your internal world, and only through the support and loving care of the same-minded people, you know, you can actually increase your self-validation and on this journey. So surround yourself with beautiful, loving, open-hearted people who are on the same journey, who respect, who love, right, who are a vibration on the same channel. Doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's a meditation group for you, or just a beautiful group engaging into spirituality. Alright, I actually go to Soul Circle, you know, the Soul Circle, which is really beautiful connecting place. I've been going, if you can see some of my pictures and that on Facebook, you see that I'm always enthused to go there. I've got men's groups going on, I love it. Without these people, I could get spiraling backwards in no time, but with my wonderful tribe, I'm always lifted, always accepted. You know, it's a lifting, it's engaging in discussions about self-acceptance and validation and love and openness and inspiration, strength, and our journey here, sharing that. And, you know, being creative from a different level. And so, continuing the journey, when we continue the journey, self-validation is ongoing, okay? So the journey that requires commitment by ourselves and practice, continuously like seeking opportunities for growth and self, like you're listening to this podcast. Congratulations and thank yourself for showing up for this self-discovery. You know, I'll keep talking about this sort of stuff, and as you follow the podcast, and this is module four, there's a few more modules. Yeah, this is up to 11 modules in this particular area, and by the end of the time, yeah, we're going to be doing something with this, you know, this self-reassurance, yeah, rather than reassured, you know, this topic here. So we're really giving this a good run. So embrace all these things, embrace yourself in a full way, you know, in this journey. And now we'll look at let's kind of wind it down a little bit before we go into our little meditation, where we can actually slow down a little bit, where you can relax more. So you see the power of self-validation as you complete this module, right? And you've come this far. Congratulations. Yes, check the next podcast. It should be available every day. So make a commitment to you guys, and make a commitment to you or to yourself that you will remember that to come back to this module. And the self-validation is such a powerful tool, you know, creating that confidence that you need and that acceptance. And embracing the technique and practices you've learned here, right? Getting to embrace them, live in them, embody them, right? And immerse yourself in this knowledge, this practice. And welcome all that's negative. Welcome, but do not emphasize self-talk. And allow them to guide you towards a more fulfilling and authentic self. Find that authentic self. Trust in your worth and recognize that you are enough, just as you are. Don't let anyone tell you something different. Well, my friends, we've come to this point of our podcast where we can relax, I'm going to have a few breathers here because I need to breathe in this space and make myself comfortable. I'm going to come down in energy a little bit now. I'm going to get down in energy where we can really get into the space and finding my comfort spot. I invite you to find your comfortable spot, you know, wherever you are, and whether you're sitting down or laying down. Always start. If you've been a meditator for a while, you know that just by breathing in through the diaphragm, which means like in through the nose, as you inhale through the nose, like 7 seconds, you focus on your stomach expanding. So in and expand, stomach for 7 seconds, hold for 4, 2, 3, 4, exhale all that air, wonderful, just exhale through the mouth. So begin to once again find that comfortable position. You may be laying down or sitting down, whichever feels best for you, and Allow your body to settle and just relax. You might have had an interesting day today. Maybe overexcited. Just relax. I invite you to gently close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. Just feeling those lungs completely. Hold for a moment. And then exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any tension that you may be holding onto from the day. With each breath, feel your body becoming heavier and more relaxed, more relaxed. Just gently inhale deeply again. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of all the stresses and the worries that you might be carrying. And bring your awareness to the present moment. Notice the sensation in your body, the rhythm of your breath, and the sounds around you. Allow your thoughts to come and go without any judgment. Any judgment. And if your mind wanders, it's natural. Just gently guide it back to your breath. Focus on your breath. And feel and witness the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe gently, like a normal breath. Acknowledging any feelings that arise and recognize that they are valid and part of your experience on this earth. With each breath, create space for these feelings to exist. And now let's explore the concept of self-validation. Understand that self-validation means recognizing and affirming your own feelings, thoughts, and experiences on this earth. And imagine a warm light surrounding you, representing acceptance and love. Now this light signifies your inherent worth and importance of acknowledging yourself. And as you breathe in the light, remind yourself that you do not need external approval to feel worthy. You are enough. You are enough just as you are. Let's practice mindfulness together. Focus on your breath. And as thoughts arise, simply observe them without attachment. Picture yourself as an observer, watching your thoughts float by like clouds in the sky. Acknowledge each thought, but do not engage with it, but acknowledge. With every inhalation, breathe in acceptance. With every exhalation, release judgment. Allow yourself to be present in this moment, fully accepting of who you are. Now think about the qualities you appreciate in yourself. What makes you unique? What strengths do you possess? Formulate personal validation statements that resonate with you personally. You may say, "I am worthy of love and respect. My feelings are valid. I am worthy of love and respect. And my feelings are valid." Repeat these statements silently or aloud to yourself, allowing their meanings to sink deep into your being, into yourself, into your inner self. Feel the power of these affirmations as they echo in your mind. Reflect a moment when you sought reassurance from others. Acknowledge that it's natural to want support. But recognize that your validation must come from within you. Visualize yourself standing confidently, free from the need for external approval. And feel the sense of empowerment as you embrace your self-worth. and each time you find yourself seeking reassurance, just remind yourself of your inner strength. You have the power to validate your own feelings and experiences, to build internal confidence. Consider keeping a journal. Write down your accomplishment daily, no matter how small. Celebrate each step you take. And as you reflect on your journal entries, allow your gratitude to fill your heart, Appreciate the progress that you've made and the person that you're becoming today, right now. Trust that every experience contributes to your growth. You are on a journey of self-acceptance and empowerment. Compassion is the key to self-validation. Picture yourself as a kind friend. How would you speak to someone you love? Even if they have wronged you and you've forgiven them, how would you speak to someone that you love? And when negative thoughts arise, respond to yourself with kindness and understanding. Acknowledge that everyone has flaws and makes mistakes. It's part of being human. With each breath, cultivate compassion for yourself. Allow it to wash over you, nurturing your spirit and reinforcing yourself for self-acceptance. Embracing your worth. And as we conclude this meditation, taking a moment to reflect on what you've learned so far today. Embrace the power of self-validation and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance. Slowly now bring your awareness back to the room. Just wiggle your fingers and toes gently. Take your time. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes. Now friends, carry this sense of self-validation with you throughout your day. Trust in your worth and remember that you're enough just as you are. And take a final deep breath here. And as you exhale, Let go of any remaining tension, stresses. Let go. Surrender. And feel the lightness in your body and the warmth of self-acceptance and self-love. And thank yourself for taking this time, for showing up, taking this time to nurture your spirit, the inner child, and to cultivate self-love. You are on a beautiful journey towards embracing your true self now. With this newfound awareness, step into your day with confidence and grace, knowing that you are deserving of all good things, of all good things. Namaste, my friends. May you have a blessed one. Until our next podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.